我们继续来谈这个传承哈。
In our Lord Jesus' holy name, let's continue to talk about the succession of the church.
啊，我们在教会里面哈，要学习老少同工。
In a church, we need to learn to work irregardless of your age.
啊，年长者可以把经验传给年轻的。
For those the seniors who can pass their personal experience down to those young.
年轻的要多学习年长者。
For those young need to took in the experience shared by the elders.
啊，能够谦卑受教。
It's to be humble and willing to receive.
因为年长者他有经验。
For those senior than we are, they have a personal experience.
有丰富的经验。
These experiences is the full with all wisdom.
那年轻者有工作的热忱。
For those young, they fill with desires to serve.
啊，如果能够互补长短啊，对。啊，这个传承是很有帮助。
If the both can cooperate and enhance each other, they will be greatly edified.
哦，所以我们不单在真理上。
So not only in truth.
啊，在这个啊教会里面的行政事务也是一样。
But also in the administrative affair in the church.
哦，有些年长者他有某方面的啊这个经验。
Some of our senior members have this.The hands-on experiences.
哦，那如果说有信徒能够啊来关心教会的这个工作
，If some of our brothers and sisters are willing to care for the church ministry task,
我以前曾经在大同教会
，Then they can learn from each other. Past we are, I was with the 大同 church.
啊，有一位季长老
，There's an elder G.
啊，他也是一个很爱主的长老
，He is the elder that love our Lord dearly.
我们也曾经请他勉励我们传道者。
Once we asked him to provide a sermon,
在灵修的时候
，during one of seminar.
哦，所以他也给我们谈到很多的勉励。
He provide many encouragement.
哦，我在现在还有一个印象。
Even today, I still remember one thing.
哦，他有讲了一句很有意义的话。
A sentence that he shared with us.
啊，他说传道者哦，不要只献嘴巴给神呐、
啊。As a pastor, do not merely offer your lips to God.
要献上你的心。
You need to offer your own heart.
哦，不要只献口不献心呐、
啊。So you don't just merely provide lip services.
因为传道常常讲道给人听呐、啊。
Because a pastor provides sermon to others.
嘴巴献给耶稣。
So their lips was consecrated.
他说，心要献给神。
But God, the heart need to offer to God.
虽然是很简单的一句话
，Even though it's a very simple word,
但是印象很深。
But it made a great impression on me.
季长老他很关心信徒。
Elder G's pay great attention to the believers.
平常访问。
Intended.
跟信徒之间的距离很近。
Oftentimes he visited with a brother or sister. He has a very close personal relationship.
哪一个信徒有什么事，他几乎都知道。
The challenge that each believer faces, he knows.
他也跟传道者同工。
He also shared his work with the pastors.
虽然是年轻的传道。
Even though the pastor may be very young.
他也好像把你看作自己的孩子一样。
He considers you as one of his child.
哦，他真的是很关心教会。
He cared for the church to the extreme.
他以前我们知道，教会里面常常有婚丧事情嘛。
We know that as a church, we always facing some wedding or the funeral.
哦，一般我们觉得婚事这个当然大家都很高兴。
When we encounter the weddings, everybody is so joyful.
但是丧事，有的人又觉得少碰为妙。
But when funerals occurred, some try to shy away from it.
所以有时候有关丧事就给外面的礼仪公司包办。
So sometimes a funeral is a contract out to the funeral house.
但是因为礼仪公司不知道我们教会的信仰跟这个规矩，所以有时候有一些世俗就会掺杂。
However, the regular funeral home did not familiar with our the procedure and the doctrines. Sometimes some mishap occurred.
所以有时候顾虑到很多问题所以我们教会应该有人来来负责这方面的事情。
After consider that potential problems, they decided we need to have a church member take care of this funeral business.
所以我在工作当中也常常跟他出一起这样进进出出。
So I've been have the honor to work with him in this particular aspect.
哦，所以他在这方面也为信徒啊省下很多钱。
In this particular area, he saved many the dollars for the believer.
因为一般的人哦，有关这种钱都不会讲价的了。
Well, most people do not bargain for funeral services.
因为一生只有用一次而已啊。
But throughout your life, you merely use it once.
那还讲什么价呢
？Why we haggle over price?
哦，所以有的都很大方，要多少就给多少。
So most of them are very generous. Whatever they ask, they pay.
家里富裕的话还没有关系。
For those well-to-do family, it won't hurt.
啊，贫穷的家庭就负担很重。
For those of the poor family, it becomes a great burden.
哦，所以我跟季长老在工作的时候发现，他真的很爱信徒。
During this service, I found that Elder G's love our brother sister dearly.
啊，信徒贫穷的，他可以跟他谈到都免费。
For the poor family, he can discuss the truth with him for free.
甚至连棺木都用送的。
Even the coffin, he was just freely given up.
哎，教会办得很能够很感人啊。
The service provided by the church is a very moving experience for all.
所以也曾经有人啊，因为来参加丧礼，感动来信耶稣。
Even there was a true seeker was moved by the funeral service that we provide become our member.
哦，其实我们的侍奉不是只有讲道而已。
So our service should not be limited to sermon.
有些信徒的事情我们都可以帮忙的。
We need to offer our services to our brothers and sisters.
我们教会也应该要留意。
As church, we need to pay special attention.
啊，这个盖会堂的传承经验。
Now we need to relay on the experience we gain from constructing a new chapel.
啊，有些基督教他们对建堂是很重视，很有组织的。
Some denominations have a well-organized and well-thought-out plan for constructing a chapel.
那我们教会因为信徒啊都很爱主。
Our church, because our brothers and sisters love our Lord so dearly.
哦，所以有时候盖会堂大家都尽心尽力。
As when the construction is proposed, they do the best they can.
那会堂要怎么盖？空间怎么用？
How to construct the chapel? How to divide up the space?
那我们要用在什么聚会？
What kind of service should be provided within?
哦，所以这个盖会堂也是一门很大的学问。
This is a test.
啊，最近台湾921之后。
After September 21st earthquake,
因为有几间会堂这个建筑物就倒塌
，several churches building collapsed during the earthquake in Taiwan.
所以我们也重新在思考这个建堂的问题。
So we contemplate over how to rebuild the chapels.
因为你要盖会堂，要好好用心去做。
You need to plan this reconstruction diligently.
你如果重复去浪费，其实是没有必要的。
If it's just restored the original form, which is maybe functionally obsolete, that's just a waste of money.
哦，所以我们也有动用教会里面有经验的信徒。
So we mobilize the brothers and sisters within church who has experience in this area.
有建筑师、工程师、哦、水电的、哦、门窗的、地板的，都可以用到。
So we mobilize the brothers and sisters who has a talent to be an architect.To be an engineer, to be the floor layer or the window setter.
所以我们教会什么人都有哎。
If you take a good collection, our church have all kind of skill sets.
哦，所以这个经验要传承呐。
Experience must be maintained.
哦，那我们在这个礼拜当中，我们有谈到一些宣道啊，或者牧养，或者圣礼的食物啊，这个也是一种经验。
During this the past week, we have been to talk about the.Evangelical and pastoring and all the Holy Communion and their practical practice.
啊，圣经是很重视这个传承的。
Just like a Bible recorded, it is the extremely emphasized to maintain the continuity.
所以我有提了几个啊，这个经文。
As on hands out, I mentioned a few examples.
啊，摩西跟耶稣亚。
Like the relationship between Moses and Joshua.
啊，摩西独自一个人担当不起。
By himself, Moses cannot carry the load.
所以他就设立了十户长、百户长。
So he set the centurions.
也有五十户长。
And also the person in charge of 50 men.
就是能够承担他工作的一些责任。
To share the burden that he had.
那他也找了耶稣亚来当他的帮手。
He also appointed Joshua as his aide.
那耶稣亚也不是说一天就找来了。
He did not appoint Joshua in one day.
其实你如果看圣经哦，你可以发现耶稣亚是摩西在默默的带领当中培养出来的。
If you read the Bible carefully, you will find Joshua was cultivated step by step by Moses.
哦，所以当耶稣亚要出来的时候
，When Joshua is ready,
你可以看到这个摩西他已经用很多的啊这个时间跟心血在里面。
You can find that Moses have spent a great deal of time and energy.
哦，刚开始的时候是摩西单独一个人。
In the beginning, there's only Moses.
后来是摩西。啊，来传承给他。
And gradually Moses passed on to Joshua.
哦，那当中又是两个人一同站在神的面前。
They stood together in front of God.
那之后剩下啊这个耶稣亚了。
And later on, only Joshua stood in front of God.
因为摩西死了。
But Moses died.
看《生命记》
Deuteronomy
三十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
生命记三十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
三十一章的第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 7.
摩西召了耶稣亚来，在以色列众人眼前对他说：“你当刚强，因为你要和这百姓一同进入耶和华。”向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地，你也要使他们承受那地为业、哦、所以这是摩西来单独啊的传授给耶稣亚。
He described how Moses passing his responsibility to Joshua.
那到了十四节、哦、
Verse 14.
这边说摩西的死期临近了。
It recorded the end of days of Moses near.
这里是说两个人站在会幕里。
He says that two youths present in the tabernacle.
到了二十三节
，Verse 23,
剩下耶稣亚了，就没有摩西了。
Only Joshua stood in front of God.
这个就是传承了。
This is a passing on the mission.
那这个过程里面哦，耶稣亚要。领受征战的训练。
During the process, Joshua must be trained to face the warfare.
哦，他去打亚玛力人。
As he fought against the Amorites.
在前面亲自作战。
He was leading Israel in attack.
摩西没有上战场。
Moses did not went into the battlefield.
他在山上祷告。
He stood on the mountaintop.
所以我们有时候不要说啊，这个事情非我做不可。
So we should not the vessel of myself this.It's the only thing that、oh. this thing that must take care of by myself.
所以有时候你不用做，你只有在山上祷告就好了。
Sometimes you should not lead a battle, but stay in the mountaintop and pray.
你就让耶稣亚去做。
Let your Joshua be the one take the.
所以有这种训练学习啦。
So we need to have this kind of training and learning process.
那出埃及记里面也有提到说耶稣亚哈在会幕里面。
In Exodus, it also mentioned Joshua presently in the tabernacle.
所以他也有灵修亲近神的学习。
So he also have the spiritual cultivation training.
在处理金牛犊的时候
while he handled the event of the golden calf.
处理亚干事件
handled the rebellion act.
摩西也教导了耶稣亚对是非善恶的判断。
Moses also taught Joshua regarding what is right, what is wrong.
哦，所以这个很多的都是一种学习。
All these are the service training.
哦，所以小事上忠心，大事上就忠心了。
If you're loyal in a very minor events, you will be loyal to the major event.
我去年11月10号刚好路过吉隆坡。
Last October, by chance, I passing through Colombo.
啊，要到印度去。
That's on my way to India.
11月11号刚好是啊，这个马来西亚总会哈、哦、啊，他们的年度的总会负责人会跟信徒代表大会。
October 11 just happened to be the general meeting and board member meetings for the Malaysia churches.
啊，那因为我飞机是晚上11点多的。
Because of my plane depart in the evening at night.
哦，所以我就参加了列席，参加他们的会议。
So I attended their meeting.
那一天早上啊，这个谢多玛长老他是从医院请假出来。
That particular morning, the deacon Thomas Shedd excused himself from the hospital and came back.
我们本来以为他不能来参加。
We thought he was so sick, will not be attend, be with us.
后来才知道他是请假出来的。
Then we realized he'd make excuse and come from the hospital.
啊，他跟我们一起用早餐。
He shared the breakfast with us.
然后就参加开会。
He participated in the meeting.
那因为他是请假，不能够太长，所以他开会的时候啊，就先请他讲话。
Because he was on leave from the hospital, the ward, so he cannot stay out too long. So we asked him to speak to us first.
啊，因为他身体很虚弱。
Because he's quite weak.
所以他在讲话的时候。
During his the sermon.
啊，可以说是很感人的。
It was a very touching moment.
他讲一段，休息一段，讲一段，休息一段，这样。
After he gave a short talk, he had to rest for a while.
因为他是心脏病。
Before he can give the next segment,
啊，讲到
cardiac condition,
触动这个心坎的时候啊，他就会讲一讲就流泪了，这样。
When it touch him deeply, it will break up in the speech.
啊，所以那一幕哦，就留在我的印象里面蛮深刻的。
That impressed me.
啊，那我们就他讲完之后，我们就送他上车，他就回医院了。
After he finished the thoughts, sharing his thought with us, we watch him to be taken back.
啊，那一天晚上我就到印度去了。
That evening I went to India.
哎，过了两天。
Two days later.
第二天的下午四点半，哎，我就接到电话。
The 4:30 in the afternoon, I received a phone call.
说谢长老已经安息了。
Inform me that Elder Shedd.
哇，那个心里哦，很大的震撼。
Was passed on. It shook me greatly.
啊，虽然这一条路每个人都要走了。
Even though we had to walk the same path.
那因为那一天在早餐的时候，他告诉我说：“哎，你去印度哦，要多保重身体哦。”
Because that particular morning, during breakfast, he told me, "Take care of your health when you travel to India."
啊，你如果啊，这个回来的时候哦，到我家，我们来谈谈印度的圣功。
When you on your return, come to visit me. I'll discuss the holy work in India with you.
哦，因为印度在去年的九月成立了印度联络中心。
Because last year, the September, in India, we established a coordinating center.
还要面对这个 TJM 跟 TJC 要合一的问题。
The coordinating center also need to face the unification between True Jesus Mission and True Jesus Church.
还有现在有三个神学生，那。啊，今年又要训练五个神学生。
In addition, they already enrolled 3 theological students. This year, they expecting 5 more.
所以他有心里的话。
So he has some thoughts would like to share with you.
啊，没有想到他变成，本来是想说还要讲的话哦，所以变成末了的话了。
For those words he yet to share with become his last word.
啊，所以他在那个情境里面哦，我有这种感觉啊。
Personally, failed in his situation.
啊，他也很清楚的说。
That he know that clearly.
啊，我这个棒子要交出去了。
I have to pass on my baton.
那因为马来西亚总会，啊，他们没有当场选的。
Because the General Assembly in Malaysia, they don't vote for their chairmanship.
他们都是
on site.
啊，这个总会负责人都选出来以后。
As they selected the A board member for the General Assembly.
哦，再经过一个月的祷告再去选的。
They'll just wait for 1 month and spend time in prayer before they elect the
chairperson. 所以十一月会议后到十二月他们再去选。
So in November they have the general meeting. In December they will appoint the chairman.
哦，后来就选了一个冯耶稣雅出来。
So they selected the Joshua Peng.
啊，虽然是刚好是耶稣雅了。
By coincidence, both are Joshua.
哦，不过他也是真的很投入在圣工里面。
But the elder Peng is also very devoted in holy work.
啊，那后来我才发现说啊，原来啊，他们已经十多年来都是很好的同工。
Later on, realize two of them are very close co-workers in the last decades.
哦，所以我们做同工啊，有三种。
So there's three type of co-workers.
一种是一同工作的同工
One's to work together to be called co-workers
一种是互相攻击的同工
The other one is attacking each other to be co-worker in that
一种是做起事来像小朋友儿童的同工
The third time is the play together in...
就是说没有很用心的做，好像小朋友马马虎虎哦，玩家家酒的一样的童工了、啊。
For this type of coworker, they don't pay great attention to the work. They just like play house.
我们做圣工啊，要用敬虔、敬畏的心来侍奉神。
To work for God, we need have a devoted and reverent heart.
哦，所以这个耶稣亚跟摩西之间就是一个很好的关系啦。
There's a great relationship between Joshua and Moses.
那传承哦，像哈拿跟撒母耳也是一个传承呢。
The succession also happened to Hannah and Samuel.
这个是一个很好的宗教教育。
This is a great topic for religious education.
哈拿传给小撒母耳的。
Hannah passed the faith to Samuel.
他是用祷告得来的。
Samuel was begotten through Hannah's prayer.
他给他是一种信仰生命的教育。
What you give him is the religious education through life.
他也用一颗奉献的心把它呈现在主的面前。
Hannah also offered Samuel with a devoted heart to God.
啊，他没有为自己割舍。
She did not feel sacrificed.
他完全奉献在神的面前。
She totally dedicated him to God.
而且带领他。
Also guided young Samuel. 哦，
能够在神的面前长大。
To able to grow up in front of the Lord.
以利亚跟以利沙也是一样。
Elijah and Elisha.
他们是很好的师徒两人。
They are very good close to student teacher.
一个是长辈，一个是一个是老师，一个是门徒。
One is teacher, the other is student.
这里面有讲到一句话。
There's one saying.
感动你的灵，加倍感动我。
May the spirit that move you.The triple, the multiplier.
所以这个有一种属灵的传承啊。
So there is a continuity in spirit.
啊，以利沙要承接以利亚。
Elisha's want to take over the Elisha's duty.
这么伟大的人物。
For such a great person in the history of God.
那以利沙要承接这个工作。
Elisha's need to succeed the work.
哦，他也要有很多学习啦。
He need to have many practice.
所以就像耶稣亚一样，他也有很胆怯呢。
Just like Joshua, he has his weak moment.
但是他求加倍感动的灵。
But he asked God to give him the double the portion the Spirit that moved him.
提摩太也是一样。
So was young Timothy.
所以有时候啊，这个长辈对晚辈的带领。
From time to time, the elders the care for the younger one.
要建立他自信心啊。
We need to establish the self-confidence of a young.
所以保罗讲了一句话。
So Paul say that.
看提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借着我按手给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。好，这边告诉我们。
Here told us this following.
恩赐要如火眺望。
The gift that God gave us, we need to fan into flame.
哦，所以感动你的灵，加倍感动我。
So may the Spirit move you, move me doubly.
啊，所以我们要让教会圣工更活泼。
In order to prosper the holy work of church.
哦，我们要让下一代比我们更强。
We need to ask our next generation to do better than we are.
啊，那这一代去承接的时候
，during the succession process.
哦，这边说神赐给我们不是胆怯的心哦。
He told us God did not give us a heart of timidity.
哦，所以我们要刚强壮胆。
So we must be bold and daring.
哦，能够靠着加给我们力量的神。
So rely on the God who can give us the power.
我们靠着他，凡事都能做。
By relying on him, we can do anything.
哦，不在乎人，乃在乎神。
It's not because man is everything relied on God.
大卫能够打死哥利亚。
David can kill Goliath.
哦，这个哥利亚给大卫很大压力。
Goliath gave tremendous pressure to David.
哦，很大的威胁。
Tremendous threat.
可是大卫他却有一颗靠主的心。
But David have a heart that relies solely on God.
他说我征战的兵器是靠着万军的耶和华。
So the weapon that I use is relies on the Almighty.
所以我们做圣工要靠神。
So as we work in the holy work, we need to fully rely on God.
啊，大卫对所罗门也是一样。
Likewise, the same way David treats Solomon.
在他的众儿女里面
，all of his sons and daughters.
啊，选立了所罗门。
He appointed Solomon to succeed.
当他要出来做王
，before Solomon took over.
其实也是年幼娇嫩。
At a time he's young.
大卫在临终之前，他有意要建造圣殿。
Before the David was passing away, he intended to build a holy temple.
但是神的旨意并不让他的手来完成。
But it's not God's will to finish in his hand.
因为他的手流人血。
For his hand that shed many bloods.
所以有些工作神不在你的手上完成。
So sometimes God did not ask you to finish the task.
那我们应该要想这个工作要怎么样去推动。
We should plan ahead how to move this work forward.
大卫会预备材料。
David prepared the material for the temple.
啊，也预备了神所要用的所罗门。
He also prepared the Solomon that God will use in the future.
来完成了这个建殿的工作。
Through Solomon, his wish to finish the constructed temple.
所以我们在教会的圣工上也要有这种心呐。
As we prepare for holy work in church, we should have same mentality.
有父母心肠。
That we have a heart of parent.
哦，能够带领他。
That we can guide them.
啊，在神的工作里面。
To guide them to do the work within the Lord.
要怎么样存敬畏神的心。
How to preserve a reverent heart.
啊，谨守他的道理。
To keep his truth.
所以列王记上第二章。
Second Kings.
大卫死期临近。
When David approaches death.
他说我要走世人必走的路。
He said, "Now I have to go the way of all death."
但是你要啊敬畏神，守他的诫命。
But you have to observe what Lord your God requires.
这个都是传承呐。
These are successions.
主耶稣跟门徒也是传承。
Jesus and his disciples also follow the same succession.
我们看马太福音十四章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
十九节。
Matthew chapter 14 verse 19.
啊，昏乎众人坐在草地上，就拿着五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝谢，拨开饼递给门徒，门徒递给众人。这边有两句话。
Here's the two things we take notice.
耶稣递给门徒。
Now Jesus gave them to the disciples.
门徒递给众人。
And the disciples gave them to the people.
啊，主耶稣一个人也可以做啊。
Jesus can do that by himself.
为什么他要门徒来做呢？
Why he have asked a disciple to pass it on?
因为我们是与神同工。
Because we are the co-worker of God.
门徒在递给众人。
We through the disciple, the gospel is passing to the people.
我们教会的圣工啊，要触角能够延伸。
In order to reach far and wide.
能够兼顾到信徒的需要。
To affirm and take care the needs of the believer.
这个五个饼两条鱼不是只有你吃得到。
There's five loaves of bread and two fish, and not only us can partake.
每个人都可以领受到神的恩典。
Everyone can share the mercy and the grace of God.
所以这个传递啊。
So this passing on.
就像以弗所书第四章所讲的。
Just like Ephesians chapter 4 stated.
你要成全圣徒。
You have to build up the believers.
各尽其职。
So everyone do their
来建立基督的身体啦。
To build up the body of Christ.
所以这个传递。有真理的传递，福音的传递。
Therefore, the maintain a continuity, have a continuity of truth and the gospel.
有这种侍奉工作的传递。
They also have to maintain a continuity of a service and experience.
哦，所以主耶稣他在带领门徒啊。
As the Lord Jesus guide his disciples.
啊，是给他们一种造就。
He provide edification through the way.
把他培养的。
To cultivate them into ready.
那这个传递又给我们一个观念。
The passing on also gives another concept to us.
我们说交棒跟接棒。
As with the passing on and receiving the baton.
有的人是点的传承。
Some is the receive one point.
但是我们教会要看重面的传承。
But we need to focus on the full surface.
什么叫做点？
What is the receiving of the burial point?
点的传承是一对一的。
That means a one-to-one succession.
但这种传承有危险性。
This kind of the succession process has its danger.
因为这个点的传承，如果一个失败就没有了。
If we merely passing from one point to the other, when one fell,
十二个使徒还有一个伤亡的。
If we remember out of 12 disciples, apostles, there's one fall.
所以一对一是点。
So one-to-one is a point.
但是教会要看重面。
But as the church, we need to take care of the plan.
你要尊重每个人的恩赐。
We need to respect everyone have different gifts.
欣赏他的优点。
Admire their gifts.
神造人哦，每个人的脸都不一样。
God created man, we all bear different faces.
指纹也不同啊。
We have carried different fingerprints.
所以你要看他的特质。
We need to observe the different essence of each one.
欣赏他的长处。
To admire his the talent.
包容他的短处。
To forgive his shortcomings.
把他用在最适当的地方。
And put this man in the rightful place.
好，比如说我们常常跟神学生在一起。
We oftentimes spend time with theological students.
以前有人说我是住院。
Some say that I'm a resident.
啊，说他身体不是好好的，怎么去住院呢
？Some the question of why I become a resident.
哦，原来我是住在神学院。
Because I spend great deal of time reside inside the.
我们都跟神学生在一起啦。
Spend great deal of time with the students.
那其实你会发现每个人都不一样。
Then we found everyone of them are different.
就是你家里的孩子也是一样。
Even look at your own children, they are different.
就是双胞胎也有不同啊。
Even they are twin, they are different.
所以你要好好去造就他。
So we need aspend our time care for them and cultivate them.
哦，能够发挥神给他的潜能。
So they can fully utilize the potential that God has given.
所以主耶稣不但拣选门徒，也训练门徒。
So Jesus not only select apostles, he also trained apostles.
哦，保罗对提多、提摩太也是一样。
Likewise, Paul treated Timothy and Titus in the same manner.
说是福音所生的儿子。
He called them they are born of their, he called them are born of a gospel.
他们那种关系不是私情。
Their relationship is not a pure human relationship.
不是说啊，我跟你的私人的私交。
It doesn't say I have a good friendship with you.
真的是一种属灵的带领。
But they also elevate to the leadership in spirit.
所以这个传承啊，应该要建立一个观念。
Therefore, the succession must have this correct concept.
啊，传承不是制度上的。
Succession is not a procedure.
啊，我们有时候常常会谈到说，传承当然有它的一种规矩。
Of course, we will talk about there is a certain process need to went through during succession.
所以有人强调的是制度领袖。
Some was emphasized that we have to a leadership generated by procedure.
但是教会不是制度领袖。
But we do not proclaim the leadership through procedure.
教会是属灵的带领。
Because church is relying on the spiritual leadership.
教会的头是基督吗？
The head of church is Christ himself.
你们愿意做头的要做仆人。
For those who wish to be great need to be the servant.
所以主耶稣给我们的是属灵的带领。
For Jesus gave us it is the leadership of the spiritual.
这个属灵的带领是有生命的，有榜样的。
The spiritual leadership has a vivid life and a good example.
有属灵的见识。
He has the insight of spirit.
哦，所以这个也不是头衔。
It's not merely a title.
它是它的特质啊。
It because it contains the true essence.
哦，我们常常说，哎，王永庆有钱，因为他的分量在钱吗
？We always say the tycoon in Taiwan, Mr. Yongqing Huan, has lots of money.
这是他的特质，他的领导。
And he's a unique.
他的用人。
Yes, he has lots of money. He's leadership, and he know how to use a person.
爱因斯坦呢？
How about Einstein?
爱因斯坦他的特质是因为他科学的成就。
The essence of Albert Einstein because he is a scientist.
那甘地的特质是什么
？What is the essence of Mr. Gandhi?
是他人格的感召。
Because he's a charismatic.
那今天我们在教会里面
，Today in this church,
保罗他说
，Paul stated that
你们要效法我。
You need to be an imitator of me.
像我效法基督。
Just like I imitate Christ.
所以基督是我们的榜样。
Christ is our example.
那我们也要能够活出基督来。
We need to live as example of Christ.
这个是属灵的带领。
This is the leadership in spirit.
所以我们有时候会觉得说啊，这个传承的当中。
Therefore, oftentimes we say during the process of the succession.
哦，好像有人是建议说哦。啊，我们100个人立一个执事。
Some suggest we need to have a deacon for every 100 believers.
但是我们要知道，这个是数据观念。
We have to realize that this is merely the operation on numbers.
那这个数据观念只是参考，不能够做成规定。
Numbers merely can be used as a reference, cannot be used as a regulation.
如果把它当作规定就不对了。
If we treat numbers as rules, then we fall to the ill side.
因为这个传承要从很自然的产生。
The succession must be produced naturally.
好，比如说我们推荐长子。
For example, we nominate a
minister. 有一个规矩吗？
There is a certain procedure.
好，我们要主动的推荐。
We need to proactively search out for them.
让他能够在教会里面来参与这个服事。
So they can be a participant in the church services.
但是按照神的旨意来成全这个事情。
But all these need to rely on God's will to fulfill this.
不要人的意识太强。
We should not force into our own will.
这样有时候会出错。
By the reliance on man's will, oftentimes we come facing difficulty.
那这个传承当中。
Through the process of succession.
我们要有传承的心。
We need a heart of succession.
有的人没有心传承。
Some does not want to follow the succession.
扫罗为什么想要把大卫杀死？
Why Saul intend to kill David?
因为他没有心传承。
For he do not want to pass it on.
户人在说，哎，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，他就开始恨。
When the women in Jerusalem sing the song that Saul kills thousands, but David kills 10,000.
所以扫罗没有传承的观念。
Saul did not have the concept to pass his
authority. 他认为除了他认为这个大卫不能够传承他的工作。
In his mind, David cannot be his successor.
但是他不明白神的旨意。
That he did not understand the will of God.
所以这个传承的心。
So the heart of a succession.
哦，跟新旧的新的传承。
It just like new and old.
这个我们应该建立一种看法。
We need to build a unified concept.
有的人是不肯交棒。
Some do not wish to pass the baton down.
有的人是棒没有人接。
Some do not wish to receive the responsibility.
那没有人接，有的用丢的。
For some do not wish to receive, so the person just throw the baton to him.
不然用甩的。
Or just the pass it on.
那丢过去的时候又没有接好。
As the person receiver that did not receive the response well and drop to the ground.
这个就产生这个一个单位的伤害。
This create harm to the church.
这个不但是一个断层。
So not only appear a gap.
也是一个危机。
But also a crisis.
教会里面人事都很安定。
In the church, it is a very peaceful and tranquil.
我们中国有说天时地利人和吗？
And in Chinese, always saying that everything has the right time, the right people.
我们的天时是什么？
What is the right time?
我们的天时就是神的同工。
Our right time is when God works with us.
地利就是我们有很好的环境。
What is the right situation is we have a good environment.
教会在哪里都有很好的环境呢？
And
信徒聚集在一起。
When the believer gather in church, the church provide a good environment.
但是我们所要留意的就是人和。
We need to take care of is a interrelationship between men.
一个和睦的教会就是同心的教会。
A harmonic church is a church with a unified heart.
一个同心的教会，这个人事要安定。
A unified church must have a tranquil relationship.
所以有时候魔鬼会利用教会。
Sometimes the devil will utilize church.
哦，因为这个人事的问题。
Because the strife among men.
哦，就会产生是非。
May create the tribulation.
那有时候就会分裂。
Even cause the separation. 分
门别类。
They break in a small party.
这个都是不好的现象。
These are the ill condition.
所以我们要有一颗爱主的心。
We need to have a heart that love more, dear.
以基督的心为心。
We consider what would Jesus do.
所以交跟接之间啊，
for those passing, for those receiving,
要有很好的关系。
Must have a good relationship.
要有眼见。
They have a shared common vision.
能够继往开来。
They can the plan the future.
能够承先启后。
Based on the past.
所以有一个这个长老说，
one elder once said that.
你该交棒的时候不交棒。
If it is your time to pass on the baton,
这个是不忠心,
then you become disloyal.
你不能交棒的时候乱丢,
if at the moment you should not pass on your baton,
这是不,
you just throw it.
这是不义,
then you are unrighteous.
所以交棒跟接棒交不好接不好就是不忠不义的人。
For those who did not pass the baton correctly nor receive it correctly is those unrighteousness and unloyal.
哦，这个是一个长老讲的。
This is one the elder mentioned.
所以我们在神的面前要做忠心有见识的管家。
As we stood in front of God, we need to be the servant that have wisdom and loyalty.
所以我们要回顾过去。
We need to reflect on the past experiences.
当我们要展望未来的时候。
And provide a vision for the future.
我们今天更要把握现在。
Then we need to grab hold today.
所以我们想想我们面对二十一世纪真教会的使命。
As we look forward to expand the mission of the true church in this 21st century,
我们今天所要担任的是承先启后的侍奉。
It is our task to continue what has been done in the past and to expand it in the future.
所以每一个长职负责人都很重要。
So every single the council member and the minister are very important.
有时候我在教会里面。
Sometime I'm the observing the church.
我也会觉得说从信徒的身上。
That I saw the image from the believers.
从长职负责的身上学习很多。
From the deeds of the council member and the ministers, I have learned a lot.
我们说传道者是全时间奉献。
We said before the pastor dedicated their whole life to the service.
可是有的长职负责人
But some of the council member and the minister,
他们有的公司有事情，家庭有事情。
Even though they have the task to be carried out in their office or their home.
有的做妈妈的，还有孩子的事，家庭的事。
Or some even the become housewife and the take mother and take care of housework and the home.
已经是够忙了。
They have a full place in front of them.
但是他还是以教会的事为先呐。
But they still set the church as their first priority in service.
能够以父的事为念。
They always consider fathers as first priority.
而且在灵修侍奉当中都看到很多好的榜样。
In their service, in their spiritual cultivation, we saw many good examples.
所以我们也求主来纪念我们各位所做的工。
May our Lord remember the work that you have carried out for him.
让我们将来在神的面前交账。
May one day we stood in front of him turning our record.
我们都能够交得很清楚。
Our record will show blameless.
愿主耶稣纪念我们。
May our Lord remember us.
也带领我们这个教会将来的路程。
And also guide our church on this journey upward.
本来想留一点时间给大家剩下五分钟。
We intend to give you some time for Q&A, but we only have 5 minutes left.
有没有什么建议的或者问题？
Do you have any question, recommendation?
如果我们时间上觉得不是很方便我们也可以用书面写出来，我们在闭会室的时候会给大家做一个回答那对我们将来这个长职负责人的讲习或者侍奉的工作的教会的某些问题也可以提出来，大家做交通。
If you have any question regarding the servingIn regard to seminar, or you don't feel comfortable, speak out right now. You can use put it in writing. We will reply during the closing ceremony. The question is when the church is facing the renovation or the constructing new chapels, even though we selected those who have a professional skill, but not everyone has a a good spiritual cultivation, we may still facing some difficulty.
这个教会里面哦，要善用信徒的资源。
As a church, we need to fully utilize the resource of our brothers and sisters.
比如说他在某方面有专业。
If they have a professional skill.
哦，比如说我们信徒当中有人对辅导很专业。
For example,
教育很专业。
For example, some are specialized in counseling or education.
或者建筑业很专业。
Or in the construction business.
哦，当然我们要用他，当然我们要考量他的这个各方面的问题了哈。
Before we select them to serve, we need to consider several levels of issues.
所以我们一般都有相关的单位去推荐。
Oftentimes we'll ask the board in charge to make recommendation.
哦，就是说推荐哪些人来担任什么工作这样。
To recommend who is suitable for what task.
啊，这样当然是比较适合了。
This will be a little more suitable.
哦，比如说有的人平常都没有来教会的。
For example, if a member never come to church.
啊，信仰马马虎虎。
If a lukewarm faith.
啊，结果你虽然我们善用他的资源。
Even though he's a professional, we
用在圣工上
will apply his professional knowledge into the
world. 当然我们要考量合适不合适。
Then we need to consider probably is that suitable or not.
所以我们在这个教会里面的侍奉也要有一种知识。
So it requires wisdom.
有些工作要透过会议。
Some work had went through the coordination meeting.
这个会议有它的用意。
Meeting has its purpose.
就是大家很慎重的来讨论这个事情怎么做比较好。
That all the participants need to consider the issue seriously, how to approach.
讨论决定以后，大家能够同心合意去推动。
Once the conclusion has reached, everyone has to move the work on the issue simultaneously and unified.
我们用人做事都是这样子。
As we use a person or doing our business, we need to follow the same concept.
比如说在台湾我们那个虽然盖会堂有建筑的委员，有评鉴的委员，哈。
For example, in Taiwan, when we construct a new chapel, there is the facility committee also have an evaluation committee.
哦，那不是说他来讲就怎么样就照他的意思了哈。
The work is not just carry out per their opinion. Only.
因为这些要透过会议。
For all this meeting have to concur each other.
透过会议这样比较好。
Through meeting the mind, this will produce a consensus.
哦，那我们一般的国家盖会堂都是政府都有很多规定，我们也是要照规定来做。
As we construct chapels in different countries, each country and city have different regulation codes.
哦，那有的会议已经决定了，有的教会的负责人还有自己的意思。
Sometimes all the criteria have been set by the joint meetings.But the council member have their own personal opinions.
如果你要改变以前，你应该在会议的时候去改变。
If you want to change the outcome, you need to voice your opinion during the meeting.
哦，应该这样比较合适。
This is more appropriate in the process.
啊，有的会堂盖好了。
Sometimes when the chapel is finished.
哦，又发现不够用。
They found the size is too small.
啊，上面又给它加盖一层。
They build one additional floor on top.
结果变成穿西装戴斗笠
，then become the heavy bottom sharp tippet on the top。
那这种违法的事不能做。
It become against the building code. We should not do it.
教会应该是凡事要规规矩矩按次序行。
We should realize everything conducted in church for the church should be follow all rules and regulation.
哦，这个都是一个原则啦。
These are the principles.
哦，我们应该要留意啊。
We should pay good attention to this.
好，这样应该没问题吧。
I hope this answers your question.
好了，那我们今天就跟大家谈到这里。
Let's conclude our sharing this morning.
也求主耶稣带领我们这个长职负责人在教会里面的侍奉工作。
May our Lord guide the council member and the minister in their service to you.
让我们的侍奉能够力上加力恩上加恩。
So we begin strength over strength, receive mercy over mercy.
哦，将来在主的面前都能够荣上加荣。
So one day we're still in front of God, we can receive more glory than ever.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray one for.